Thank you, Brother John. This passage is, as you can see from what we just read, is the story of the Good Samaritan.
所以看到刚才我们所读的那个故事, 这个故事就是好撒玛利亚人。
And it's, I dare say it's probably a pretty familiar passage of scripture.
我想可能大家都很熟悉这段故事。
Probably everybody, or most, if not all, everyone in this room, is pretty familiar with it.
可能每一个人或者是 不是每个人，但是基本上所有的人啊，在这个房间里的都对这个故事比较熟悉。
It's not just used, even the phrase the Good Samaritan is not just used in church or from the scripture passage, but even in our secular society, it's known very well.
撒玛利亚人不单是在教会这里，大家经常说，就算在世俗的世界当中，大家也经常在那里讲。
I think one difficulty we sometimes run into when we come to a familiar passage or a story is that it's easy to kind of skim over it and not really look at it fresh and new.
但是呢，很多的时候，对于这样子非常熟悉的这样子的一个故事，我们可能就这样子略过，以至于不去思考它的深意。
And so this morning, I would encourage you to not do that, but to come to it fresh and ready for God to speak to you in this passage.
所以当今天我们一起来读这样的经文的时候，我想请大家不要就这样子略略的过去，而是真的用新的眼光去看它，来理解它的深意。
Let's pray one more time and we'll jump right into it.
让我们再一次的祷告。
God, Lord, we thank you again for this privilege, Lord, to come before you and come together with brothers and sisters in Christ.
神啊，我们感谢您，再一次的感谢您，让我们有这样子的一个特权，让我们弟兄姐妹可以来到您的面前。
Lord, we thank you that you would give us your word so that we can know you.
求您可以给我您的话语，以至于我们可以来理解您。
God, would you speak to us through this familiar passage?
求您借着这样子非常熟悉的经文来继续的对我们讲话。
Would you challenge us?
求您可以来挑战我们。
Would you break down any walls or barriers that we may have in place?
打碎我们心中的营垒，打碎我们心中的墙。
God, would you help us to know and learn what it is that you want?
求您让我们可以理解您的心意。
God, I ask that my words would not be a distraction, Lord, but that your word would speak truth and loudly and clearly.
让我们可以来真切的来理解您的话语，让我们不再被其他的东西来打扰，然后来引诱，让我们可以真的回到您的话语当中。
We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
用耶稣的名祷告, amen.
All right, here in this passage, the setting here, we have a lawyer who has come to Jesus.
所以在这个故事当中呢，我们有一个律法师，看到有一个律法师来到耶稣的面前。
So he's an expert in the law.
他是律法的一个专家。
This is not necessarily like in civil law, like we would think about.
可能不是我们现在所理解上的这样子一个刑法、民法。
But he's an expert. He's brilliant in the Old Testament law, in the law of Moses.
但是他是一个对于摩西的律法、对于旧约的律法非常熟悉的这样一个律法师。
The law that God had given to the children of Israel in the wilderness.
就是摩西在旷野当中给以色列人的那个律法。
And so this man is presumed that it's been his lifelong work, right, to study the law, to interpret the law, to apply it.
所以这个人呢，他整个一生的这样子一个工作，就是来学习这样的律法，去解释这样的律法。
And as an expert of the law, there's I don't know for sure, but there's a possibility he could maybe even be a priest or something like that.
他是这样子一个专家，对于律法真的是非常的了解，所以也可能他也是一个祭司，我们不知道。
It was somebody else who was also an expert of the law and a teacher of it.
他可能就是也是在那里教律法的一个人。
And so we see here in this passage, and starting in verse 25, that this lawyer comes to Jesus with a question.
所以这个律法师在我们看到在25节当中来到了耶稣的面前。
And right away we'll see that he doesn't come with pure motives or really a desire to learn from Christ.
我们看到他来的目的是不纯的，他并不是想要来耶稣那里学习什么东西。
We see here in verse 25, it says, "And behold, the lawyer stood up to put him to the test."
我们看到在25节中写到，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣。
He comes to Jesus to challenge him.
他来到耶稣的面前是为了要来挑战他。
Which was pretty common if you look out throughout the Gospels. The religious leaders were constantly doing this.
在这个在福音书当中，这个不是一个罕见的事情。那些宗教的领袖经常就跑到耶稣面前来挑战他。
Here Jesus comes claiming to be the Son of God, claiming to have the Word of Life, and here he was threatening the way of life for these religious leaders.
当耶稣基督来到这里，他号称自己是神的儿子，他有永生之道的时候，那些律法师、那些教会的领袖、那些宗教的领袖，他们就觉得自己受到了威胁。
His teachings and his presence threatened the religious leaders' teaching and their power over the people, their control.
耶稣他的教导对于那些宗教的领袖和他们的教导、他们的权力来说是一个威胁。
This isn't the first time that a lawyer or a religious leader tried to challenge Jesus and pick apart his words.
所以这不是第一次，这些律法师然后来到耶稣基督的面前，在那里挑刺。
Possibly with the hopes to try to get Jesus to stumble or maybe to say something like against God's law, so he can be like, "See, I told you guys, this guy's not to be trusted."
所以他们可能就是来找茬，然后给他设一个陷阱，让他可以犯一些错误，接着对那些其他的人说：“你看，我就说了吧，这人不是真的，大家不要信他。”
So this is the setting that we see when we come in to this dialogue that takes place between this lawyer and Jesus.
所以当这个律法师和耶稣有这样子一个对话的时候呢，这就是这个对话的背景。
So the lawyer, he comes to test him, but he has a question.
这个律法师起来要试探耶稣，他有个问题。
And even though his motives aren't pure, he actually comes with the greatest question.
虽然他的动机是不纯的，但他来问的这个问题是最重要的一个问题。
Verse 25 again, it says, And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
25节中写道，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该怎么做什么才可以承受永生？
This is a good question. This is an important question.
这是一个很好的问题，这是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a question that everyone needs to ask.
这个问题每一个人都需要问。
If you're a follower of Christ today, there's a time that you've placed your faith in Him, then you've asked this question at some time.
你如果是一个耶稣的跟随者的时候，你决定跟随他，可能你也自己曾经问过这样的一个问题。
How can I have eternal life?
我怎么样才可以承受永生？
And maybe you're here today and you've never asked a question, or maybe you're seeking that, you're not sure. Man, stay tuned. This is an important question to ask.
可能你没有从来没有问过这个问题，然后可能你只是追求它，但是没有问过这个问题。但是也请大家可以注意，因为这确实是一个很好的一个非常重要的问题。
In the Bible, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it talks about how God has placed eternity on the hearts of every human.
在传道书第三章的时候，然后书上写着神怎样在人的心中放下了永生。
So that we might seek to know him.
以至于我们可以去看到他，可以去认识他。
And so we ask this good question, and Jesus' reply, when we would think, right, if somebody asked us, hey, how do I have eternal life? How can I have a relationship with God? We would share the gospel with.
我们可能想想看，如果有人问你这样子一个问题，问你我怎么样可以承受永生的时候，那可能你就会直接跟他讲福音。
Maybe we would take him through the Romans Road, right?
我们可能会带他们去看罗马路的那些经文，是吗？
I guess the Romans Road wasn't written yet, but Jesus would have known it.
虽然罗马路这样的经文他还没有写出来，但是呢，耶稣他知道是怎么样去解释，对吗？
But Jesus, being the master teacher, he already knows this man's heart.
但是耶稣是这样子一位大教师，他已经知道他的回答是什么。
Knows this man's motive.
他知道这个人他的动机是什么。
And he understands as a lawyer, he uses language that he knows, and he Jesus, what he often did is he posed a question back to the man who asked the question.
他知道这个人是个律法师，他知道这个人他是从什么角度来问这个问题。很多的时候，耶稣就把这个他问的问题再这样子返回给他。
Verse 26, he said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
耶稣对他说，在26节，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢
？So instead of just presenting the gospel, hey, you know the law. What does the law say?
所以没有并不是把福音去告诉他，而是去问他，你觉得律法上写的是什么呢？
And so the lawyer takes that question. Jesus is using the lawyer's language here.
所以耶稣就在这里用了律法师他自己的语言。
He uses the law of God to confront the expert of the law.
他用神的律法去面对这个神的律法的专家。
And as we'll see in this passage, he uses this question, uses the law to expose the lawyer to his impure motives and his inability to actually keep the whole law, as we'll see he claims.
所以他就用神的律法，然后让这个律法师他暴露了这样子的一个问题，就是他没有办法去守全神的全备的律法。
So the lawyer here in verse 27, it says, And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
对，就在27节，那个律法师回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，要爱邻舍如自己。
This was a good answer.
这是一个很好的答案。
This is a...He says we are to love God, right, with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves.
律法师说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，要爱邻舍如同自己。
We're to love God wholly and completely.
我们要全心全意的爱神。
This is good. This was a part of... This would have been really familiar to the lawyer of the law.
这对那个律法师 来说是非常再熟悉不过了。
Not just because he was a student of the law, but really all the Jewish people, they would have been familiar with this passage.
不只是因为他对神的律法很熟悉，事实上所有的律法师，所有的以色列人对这个都非常的熟悉。
This was part of what was called the Shema, where every day the Jewish people had to quote this. They had to memorize and quote it twice a day.
这就是所谓的 Shema, 听，就是所有的以色列人每天两次都要在那里去反复的操练这样的教导。
So this wasn't some passing thought that the lawyer had to go back to his law books and start digging through for this answer.
所以这个并不是需要那个律法师回去然后深究他的那个律法。
He knew it. He understood this.
他从心里知道他非常的了解这个。
We see that in scripture, this answer, Jesus right here, let's jump to verse 28.
让我们来跳到第28节。
It says, and he said to him, you have answered correctly, do this and you will live.
耶稣说你回答的是你这样行就必得永生。
Listen, this was important to love God and to love people. As we said that this was God's law for his people. He gave the people a lot of laws.
所以耶稣说这就是这个律法你就要这样子去行。神给了你们很多的律法你们要照着神的律法去行。
You see, even Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 22, which is in verse 34 to 40, he talks about the great commandment to love God, love people.
所以就像耶稣基督在马太福音第22章第34到第40节中，耶稣在这里说的这个大命令，然后是说你们要去爱神也爱你的邻舍。
So all the laws that God had given to his people, he says, are summed up in these two.
所以神给以色列人的所有的律法的总纲就是这两样。
All of them depend on these.
所有的就是建立在这两样的基础上。
We won't turn to it, but even if you look at something like the Ten Commandments, we see that if you were to love God and love people, then you would keep all the commandments.
即便我们来到这十诫上面来说，如果我们可以做到爱神也爱人的话，那这十诫也就守全了。
If we truly loved God, then we wouldn't have any other gods. We wouldn't worship anything but God.
如果我们真的是爱神的话，那我们就不会去敬拜别的神，不会去敬拜除了真神以外的其他的假神。
And if our love for God led us to love others, then we wouldn't have to worry about stealing from others or coveting from others.
如果我们真的可以做到爱神爱人的话，我们就不会去想要去偷，也不会想要去窥探，去想要别人的东西。
So the lawyer understood this passage well. He understood this teaching well.
所以这个律法师对这个经文非常的了解，他非常的理解神的心意。
Because when the Bible tells us that we're to love God, our love for God is in response to His love for us.
我们对于神的爱是回应神对我们的爱。
In 1 John 4:19, it says that we love Him because He first loved us.
在约翰一书第四章十九节说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Because we're loved by God, now we are able and should love others.
因为神爱了我们，所以我们也可以把他的爱活出来，也可以将他的爱带到别人身上。
And so they can't be separated. If we say we love God, then we must love those that He loves, those that are made in His image.
所以这两个是不可分的。如果我们说我们爱神的话，也要爱那些按他的形象所造的人。
And so Jesus answers to him again. Let's read verse 28 again. says, and he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.
所以我们回到第28节，耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
I don't know about you, but for me, this is kind of like a confusing response.
哦，我不知道你们是怎么想，但对于我来说，这个很令人糊涂的一个回答。
He says, okay, this is what the law says, but now it's like Jesus. I mean, that's not the gospel we know, right? That sounds like you're telling this man if he does works, and then he will be saved. He'll have eternal life.
哦，所以我们就会想，这是律法呀，这是律法，但不是一个福音。嗯，你不是应该说你怎么样子可以靠着福音来得生吗？
If we were standing there, maybe we might look at Jesus and say, Jesus, what about the gospel?
我们可能，如果我们在场的话，我们可能会看着耶稣，然后问耶稣说，耶稣，那但是福音在哪儿呢？
What about what the Bible says about not by works, but by faith?
好，那我们怎么看待不是又靠，靠我们做工来得永生，而是靠因信称义呢？
Why would Jesus give this response?
为什么耶稣会做出这样的回答呢？
When Jesus, he knows and understands the lawyer's heart and his real intentions in asking the question.
但是耶稣基督他完全理解这个律法师他的心，他是看到他的心里怎么想。
And when Jesus says, you have answered correctly, do this and you will live, he's not wrong.
他耶稣说你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生，耶稣并没有说错。
What we see here is though a faulty understanding in the lawyer's understanding.
但是我们看到的是律法师他自己的理解错了。
The reality is if the lawyer could come and he could honestly say that I love God and love people wholly, completely, without fail, one time, then he could be righteous.
那个律法师如果他可以来说我真的是全心全意的爱神爱人，然后做的一切都很完美，没有任何的差错，然后接着他如果可以说这样一次的话，那他就可以得救了。
He could genuinely, truly keep the whole law without failing at all.
如果他可以守全律法，没有任何的失误，没有犯一次的律法的话，那他确实是可以得救的。
But as we know, there's a problem to that. We can't do it. We can't keep the whole law.
但是我们知道这有一个问题，我们没有办法做到守全全备的律法。
We can't be good enough, no matter how much we try to convince ourselves that we are.
我们不可能做到最好，不论我们告诉我们自己可以做到最好，但是我们没有办法做到。
So as sinners, none of us could ever do that. None of us could be perfect.
作为罪人来说，没有一个人可以做到完美，没有一个人可以做到完全。
But as we know from the Gospels, that the solution, that God came to us, God came to do what we could not do, so that we could have eternal life, so we could be saved through Him.
因为福音就是我们没有办法做到，所以神才来到了我们这里，然后神帮我们做到，我们没有办法做到，以至于我们可以回到他那里。
Even Jesus teaches us that he didn't come to destroy the law, to get rid of God's moral law, but he came to fulfill it.
甚至耶稣基督他自己也来说，我不是要来废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
He came to do what we could never do.
他来是要成就我们永远无法做到的事情。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 24 it says that the law was our schoolmaster. It was to guide us to Christ.
在加拉太书中写到律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里。
And so in this lawyer's question of what must I do to have eternal life, it's not about what we can do, it's about what Christ has done.
所以律法师他这个问题并不是我们可以做什么才可以承受永生，并不是关乎到我们可以做什么，而是关乎到耶稣为我们可以成就什么。
Jesus as the master teacher and as God, he understands this lawyer's heart and intentions.
耶稣他完全的理解这个律法师他的意图。
Seems that he understands that this lawyer thinks that he's a little bit better than he actually is.
他可能理解到了这个律法师，他觉得自己可能比别人要好一点。
So we see here in verse 29 that the lawyer says seeks to justify himself.
所以在这里看到这个律法师要显明自己是有理的。
Seems like we see maybe a little bit of pride here.
我们可能看到他有一丝的骄傲，是吗？
And so he says in verse 29, but he desiring to justify himself said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
所以在29节就写到，那人要显明自己有理。就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
It seems like from his response that he's thinking that maybe I'm pretty good with God. I love God pretty good.
从他的这样的回答来说，可能他觉得我对神来说，我应该是跟神挺好的，我应该挺爱神的。
And I love my neighbor well, I think, but it depends on, let's go back to defining what is a neighbor.
他觉得我自己也是挺爱我的邻舍的，但是我们来看一下邻舍定义到底是什么呢？
Like if it's my friend that I really like, then yeah, we're doing pretty good. And I think that's probably not even a true statement, right?
如果是我所喜欢的一些朋友的话，那确实我就是爱我的邻舍的。但是我们回头想想，这可能也不是一个完全真实的一个，一句话，是吧？
So it seems like maybe the lawyer is a little unsettled here.
所以可能这个律法师他有一些的犹豫。
It's like maybe if I can get Jesus to redefine what a neighbor is, who I actually have to love.
他可能想要耶稣基督来重新定义什么是邻舍，哪些人是我真正要去爱的。
Almost like Jesus, if you would give me a list of like the 10 people I have to be kind to in this life, then I'll do my best to keep that.
他可能想要耶稣基督给他十，比如说一个名单，有10个人他需要去爱的，那可能他就要来做。
So here Jesus uses a parable to expose his heart.
所以耶稣在这里就讲了一个比喻，让在这里要显明这个律法师他的心。In
verse 30,
在30节。
As in Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说,
a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho,
and he fell
among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
So to help to teach this man, he doesn't disregard him or push him away. He uses a story, he uses a parable to teach this lawyer.
所以他为了要帮助这个律法师，要教导他，他没有把他就这样子给推开，他用了一个故事，用了一个比喻，寓言，然后来教导这个律法师。
This is a man went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
他看到，故事中有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。The
lawyer and maybe anyone else who would have been listening, this would have resonated with them. This was a real road that people traveled often.
当这个律法师和其他的人听到这个故事的时候，他们可能心里会有共鸣，因为这是真实的一条路，是有人在上面旅行的一条路。This
road changed quite a bit. It was pretty rocky. There was ups and downs.
这条路它非常的崎岖，然后它上上下下，有很多的石头。The
worst part about this road is it was known, it was notorious for having thieves and criminals along the way who often would jump out and rob people.
这条路非常的有名，因为在这条路的沿岸，沿途，然后有很多的小偷，然后有很多的强盗，就会去抢劫，把里面，抢劫中间的旅客。We
don't know much about this man, but we assume would have known the risks traveling.
我们可能不知道这个人，但是他应该是知道走这条路，是有危险的。So
we want to be careful not to imagine too much, but I like to kind of place myself in stories that help me understand him. And so if we picture ourselves, we picture this man like traveling on this road he knows can be dangerous.
虽然我有的时候不想去做太多的这样子的一个假想，但是很多的时候想象自己就身处在这个故事当中，就是这个人，他走在这条路上，知道会有危险发生。Maybe
think of a time when you've had to travel somewhere where you were a little bit uncomfortable.
可能你也想一想你自己，有的时候也会要去一个地方去旅行，然后你可能也会有些不安。The
area can be a little bit sketchy.
可能那个地方有一些不好。So
Jesus says, as he's traveling here in verse 30, he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
所以在30节中，这个人他落在了强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
So out of nowhere, he's jumped by this gang of people.
所以在这个杳无人烟的地方，有一群强盗打他。
We look at the brutality of them. They robbed him.
我们看到这是非常残酷的一个场景，他们不仅抢劫了。
They took whatever he was traveling with, and then on top of that, they stripped him.
他们把他一切都给抢走了，然后还剥了他的衣服。
And if that wasn't enough, it says that they beat him.
不仅如此，他们还打他。
This has this idea that they pummeled him. They just beat the tar out of him.
所以他们是往死里打，狠狠地打他。
It says, and they departed, leaving him half dead.
对，他们打完他以后就走了，留下半死不活的他。
So here's this man. Jesus has just given us this picture that he's sitting here, he's laying on the road, helpless, hopeless.
所以这个人他就是躺在路旁，这个人在那里完全没有希望。
There's not a phone he can pick up and call somebody for help.
他没有手机, 然后不可以把它拿起来给别人打电话求救。
There's not a chance that a police officer or an ambulance is going to drive by.
也没有什么警察或者是其他的人可以来救他，从旁边开车经过救他。
And imagine the hopelessness that you would feel in that situation.
可以想象一下这个人在那个时候一个完全绝望的一个情况。
But then Jesus continues the story and brings some hope into it.
但是耶稣他接下去往下说，让我们看到了一丝的希望。
Says that here in verse 31, it says, Now by chance a priest was going down that road.
我们看到第31节，偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来。
This would have resonated with the lawyer.
这个可能会在这个律法师的心中产生了一丝的共鸣。
The priest is come that way. So if anyone is going to help, then it's got to be this priest. Surely it would be this guy.
我们看到有一个祭司居然从这条路来了。如果有任何人可以来帮助这个人的话，那可能就是这个祭司了。Remember
the greatest commandment. Remember the lawyer's response. He says, "What does the law say? It says to love God, love people."
我们还记得这个律法师他的这样子的一个回应吗？他的回应就是说，最大的律法就是要爱神也爱人。Well,
if anybody knew that teaching, it was a priest.
所以，如果有谁更了解律法的话，那就是这个祭司了。He
studied God's law. He taught God's law. In fact, he even corrected people who didn't obey God's law.
祭司一直在学习律法，他理解律法，甚至他还会指出别人没有行权律法的地方。
But you know the story. Here Jesus says, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
但是我们也知道这个故事是怎么进行的。当这个祭司看到的时候，就从那边过去了。We
could talk and debate, and there's a lot of debate like why he would have passed, what was his motives? I don't know.
我们可以看到有很多的不同的解说，说他为什么要从那边过去，但是我不是很清楚。I
think the only thing we could agree on is that whatever his motive was, it wasn't a good one.
不管他的动机是什么，这个动机都不是一个最好的动机。It
wouldn't have been an adequate excuse to not. This would have, when it says it passed by. This is he completely went the opposite direction.
这不光是避开，而是他就根本就是从另一个方向走了。So
here, this man is. He's hopeless. He's helpless. The one guy who surely would have helped him all of a sudden just walks by on the other side without even giving him the time of day.
所以这个绝望没有希望的这样子一个人躺在那里，那个有可能可以帮助他的人居然就这样子走过去了，一点都没有看他。But
hope is not lost. Jesus throws a little bit more hope in this story.
但是希望没有完全的就这样过去，耶稣又给这个故事带来另一丝希望。Verse
32, it says, So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place, saw him pass by on the other side.
32节写到，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去了。All
right, so this man is helpless and hopeless. A priest comes and leaves him. We don't know what the priest was thinking, but here now it says that a Levite has come.
我们看到这个人在那里躺着绝望，这个时候有个祭司来，但是看到他就从那边过去了。接着，但是又有一个利未人也来到这里了。If
you were in this man's situation on the road, this is a good thing that the Levite's coming.
我们看到，如果我们是设身处地的想这个人躺在那里，我们躺在那里的话，看到利未人来了。He's
not just anyone. He's a Levite.
他不是一个普通的人，他是一个利未人。
Who are the Levites?
谁是利未人呢？
The Levites, they weren't the priests, but they also worked in the temple.
他们并不是祭司，但是他们也在圣殿中服侍。Many
of them kind of acted as like assistants to the priests. They were like a support role in the temple.
他们可能是祭司的助理，在圣殿当中做助理的工作。So
definitely they would have known the law.
所以他们也知道律法。They
would have understood they're to love God and love others.
他们也会理解，他们要爱神也爱人。So
surely this Levite would stop and help a man who's sitting on the road dying.
所以肯定这个利未人至少会停下来帮助这个在路边垂死挣扎的人吧。But
what's the response?
但是利未人的 反应是什么呢?
It's when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side.
利未人来到这地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去了。He
saw him in need, and he didn't like even go over and check things out. He says that he completely went the opposite direction.
他看到了这个人躺在那里，但是他竟然连去看一下、检查一下都没有，他就经上说他就从另一个方向走了。
Now, if you can put yourself in the position of the lawyer, you can see like how difficult this story would be to hear from Jesus, that he's saying, hey, a priest, one of your own kind, a Levite, one of your own kind, completely disregarded the law.
我们设想一下，如果是那个律法师在那里听到耶稣基督这样子说，然后看到，你看一个祭司来了，他走了，然后没有去照顾他，另外一个利未人也来了，也走了，也没有去按神的心意去照顾他。
They did nothing to help this man. They didn't even ask him if he's okay.
他们没有做任何的事情去帮助他，他们甚至连去看他到底好不好都没有。
This would be unacceptable, but they didn't even say, hey, I'm busy, I'll send someone else back for you.
这是非常不好的。他们至少可以说，我现在很忙，但是我可以去找另外的人来帮助你。
Even those who claim to keep God's law just pointing out, man, not perfect at it.
即便是这些他们号称是自己是可以守律法的人，他们也没有做到。
But then here is the crux of the story. Here we get to the climax of this story where Jesus puts in hope.
那但是我们看到这是故事的高潮就来了。耶稣基督真的带来了一个希望。
Here in verse 33, it says, "But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was."
我们看到第33节这里写到，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里。
Now this would have been a little tough for the man to hear.
这个可能对律法师来说是有一些不好听了。
We won't go through the whole history of the Jewish people and the Samaritan people, but they absolutely hated each other. They were their enemies, each other's enemies.
我们不会去告诉跟大家讲述重复一下以色列和撒玛利亚人他们全部的历史，但是我可以简短的跟你们说，这两派的人，这两队人是彼此仇恨，非常讨厌对方。
This wasn't like they just had some minor disagreements. Like they absolutely despised each other.
这并不是只是说中间有一些小小的嫌隙，他们真的是彼此鄙视。
In fact, a Jewish person, if he was traveling and if it was much shorter to go through Samaria, he would take the way longer route around just so he didn't even have to get the dust of their town on his feet.
如果是一个犹太人，他要去旅行，可能中间会要经过撒玛利亚这样比较短的路程的话，他宁可绕很大一圈，然后到他的终点，也不愿意去抄近路走撒玛利亚，因为他不屑让撒玛利亚的尘土沾上他的脚。
So when Jesus says the Samaritan comes, you can just imagine like what would this lawyer be thinking? He's like, well, the priest and the Levite, they pass him by. Maybe the Samaritan's just going to finish him off.
所以那个律法师他可能就在想，这个撒玛利亚人会来干什么呢？看那个祭司来了走了，那个利未人也来了也走了，那这个撒玛利亚人是不是就来了终结呢？
They're enemies.
他们是敌人呢。
This is what happened. Jesus says, "But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion."
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，耶稣这样说，看见他就动了慈心。
And look, this is important. This compassion isn't just like he looked at the man and saw him and he said, man, I feel so bad for that guy, right?
他来到这个人的面前，他看到这个人躺在那里，然后说，哦，天哪，我真的是非常的抱歉，这样的事情发生在你的身上。
With a show of hands, who's ever felt bad for somebody before? Or a situation? Nobody? Okay, thank you. So, all right. We definitely need this passage today. Okay, so, no. He had compassion.
他动了慈心。
He felt for this guy.
他对那个有共鸣，他真的是感受到他的痛苦。
But we see though that his compassion, his feeling for this man in his predicament didn't just stop there.
但是他的慈心，他对他的同情，并不只是只在他的同情而已。
But he actually acted on his compassion.
他的慈心让他采取了行动。
His compassion compelled him to do something.
他的慈心让他真的是做出了一些行动。
And we see here, it wasn't just a little bit that he did.
看到他做的不只是一点点而已。
Verse 34, it says he went to him.
在34节他说他上前。
So he's already a step ahead of the priest and Levi. He actually went over to the guy.
他已经比那利未人和祭司做得好了，他上前到那个人那里。
He said he bound up his wounds.
他把他的伤口给裹好。
So he banished him, and remember this guy has, the guy on the road has had everything stolen from him, even his own clothes.
那个躺在路边的人他已经什么都没有了，他的衣服也没有了。
So it's safe to assume the Samaritan, He had to get the bandage from somewhere, whether it was the clothes he was wearing, or maybe he had extra clothes or cloth in his bag.
所以那个撒玛利亚人，他可能需要去从他自己的衣服上面，或者是他现在穿的，或者是他打包的衣服里面，然后去找一些衣服来包扎他的伤口。
Does he pour his pouring on oil and wine, his own oil and wine, to clean out the wounds?
他用油和酒倒在他的伤处，他是用自己的油和自己的酒来倒在他的伤处，来清洗伤口。
And then if that wasn't it, we see that he stops whatever his plans were right here. And it says, then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
还不只是那个他放下了自己的本来的计划，他扶他上了自己的牲口。
We presume this Samaritan was on a journey, right?
我们知道那个撒玛利亚人他也是在一个旅行当中，是吧？
He had plans and places to be, but we see that he stopped, he helped this man, put him on his own animal and took him to an inn.
但是他放下了自己的旅行的计划，然后把那个人扶上了自己的牲口，带到他的店里，带到店里面去照应他。And
we see he stood there and he took care of the man all night.
然后他一整夜都在那里照顾他。And
took care of him, verse 35, and the next day.
在35节中写到第二天。So
he spent this whole time caring for this man.
所以他整个晚上都在那里照顾这个受伤的人。
And if that wasn't enough,
如果那个还不足够的话,
he could have left it and say, I've done a lot for this guy already.
他可以完全就可以离开他了。
Like, hey buddy, you're on your own now.
他可以说你现在要自己照顾自己了。
Doesn't, he says, and he took out 2 denarii.
但是他没有,他拿出了2钱银子来。
And he gave them to the innkeeper.
交给店主。
The 2 denarii, that would have been approximately like two days' wages, like for a common laborer at that time.
两千银子, 可能就是一个普通工人的2天的工资。
Some say for the prices of what it costs to stay in an inn at that time, they wouldn't have been very good.
可能然后有人把它跟需要每天在旅店里面住宿的费用来比较，那个时候应该是很便宜的。
Just somewhere to get some shelter and some food.
就是可以找一个地方可以住，有一些吃的。
But that 2 denarii could cover somewhere between 30 to 60 days of staying at an inn.
2000银子，可能可以就是帮让一个人在一个旅店里面住吃住30天到60天。
During this time.
在当时的情况之下。
So he sacrifices. He gives this to the innkeeper, not just for the one night stay. He says, hey, for the next couple months, take so long. I want to pay in advance.
所以他就把这个给了店主，他真的是付上了代价，不光是那一个晚上，他是说那个人可以住在这个店里面，可以住1-2个月，直到他恢复。
And then look what he says. He says, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.
他对那个店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。
He takes care of the man's immediate need. He gets him to a place that he can rest and heal. He pays for that. And then he says, and if I owe anything else, when I come back, I will pay that as well.
他不光是照顾那个人他当时的需要，然后把他带到店里面去，接着给那个店主，让他可以照顾他1-2个月。他甚至还说，你可以尽管给他花钱，等到有多余的钱，我回来会还你。
The Samaritan's compassion didn't just lead to feelings of empathy, but to action.
那个撒玛利亚他的这样子的一个好心，不光是对那个路人的慈心，他还真的是做上了行动，付上了代价。
Led to unconditional sacrifice and love for someone he didn't even know.
这真的是一个无偿的一个帮助，对于一个他根本连不认识的一个人。
Someone that he was taught was his enemy.
甚至这个人是他的敌人。So
here Jesus in verse 33 or 36.
对，耶稣在第36节说，
He's done telling the parable, and now he looks back at the lawyer and he says, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?"
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
He's kind of move the question around a little bit that the lawyer originally asked.
他把这个律法师所问的问题，然后这样子稍稍的把它转了一下。
Instead of asking, the lawyer said, who is my neighbor? Who am I supposed to love?
他没有在说那个律法师所问的问题，谁是我的邻舍呢？我应该去爱谁呢？
Jesus switches to who proved to be a neighbor.
耶稣问的问题是谁证明自己是那个邻舍呢？
It may seem subtle, but instead of, hey God, who am I to love? He says, who was the one that actually?
他问说，这三个人当中到底哪一个人是真正有爱的人呢？
Who proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? In verse 37, we have the response of the lawyer.
我们在37节中就看到了这个律法师他的这样的一个答案。
So he said, the one who showed him mercy.
律法师说是那个怜悯他的。
Even in this answer, this response, we see the heart of this lawyer.
我们看到就算在这个律法师这个回答当中也看到了他的心。
Seems like he couldn't even get himself to say it was the Samaritan.
他甚至不愿意把撒玛利亚人这个答案来说出口。
Can almost imagine that maybe he would be a little bit embarrassed knowing that, hey, the priest, the Levite, guys, one of my own kind.
他可能会觉得有稍稍的这样子一个羞愧，然后他就觉得为什么不是那个祭司，为什么不是那个利未人，而是我自己的本族呢？
They were portrayed terribly in the story.
他们在这个故事当中表现的真是太差了。
So instead of saying my enemy, one of the Samaritans showed mercy, said the one, he just said the one who showed him mercy.
对，他没有说那就是那个撒玛利亚人，是那个怜悯他的撒玛利亚人，他只是简单的说是那个怜悯他的。
What is Jesus' response?
耶稣的回答是什么呢？
That then Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise.
耶稣说你去照样行吧。
That your answer is correctly, now you go and do it.
耶稣说你回答的是对的，所以你就照样去行。
As you go and have compassion.
你也去，然后也照样的有慈心。
You go and you love one another.
你去，你也去彼此相爱。
Remember, he says, who am I to love? He says, even your enemy.
我要去爱谁呢？我即便是我的敌人吗？
Even the stranger.
即便是你的即便是陌生人，你也要去爱。
Even the one that isn't very lovable.
即便是那些完全不可爱的人，你也要去爱。
Because here, as we see the example of the Good Samaritan, his compassion didn't just stop with feeling bad.
我们看到那个撒玛利亚人，他的慈心并不只是停止在他自己感觉不好。
But his compassion led to real action.
他的慈心让他可以真正的去采取行动。
Real action that led to a real impact for this man in need.
他的慈心让他可以真的去照顾这个在需要当中的人。
It's one thing to say I love you, it's another thing to actually show it.
我们说爱一个人是一回事，我们去行动去把爱活出来是另一回事。
It's one thing to say I see the need, it's another thing to actually go meet the
need. 我们去看到有这样的需要是一回事，我们去真实的去满足这样的需要是另一回事。
What would our response be to Jesus if he looked at us and said, you go and do likewise?
我们的责任是什么呢？若耶稣基督看着我们说你去，你也要照这样行，我们会怎么样呢？
The Samaritan has stopped everything that he's doing. He's given not just his time, but his money, his energy, and even promised future support.
那个撒玛利亚人他把自己的全部都奉上了，他献上了自己的时间，他的精力，他的金钱，甚至他还把对于未来也做了应许。
It wasn't just like he's like, okay, I've done a lot of good stuff. I feel good about myself. Now I'm going to go back on my journey. Forget about this. He says, no, I'm committing to later. I'll take care of whatever else needs.
他不光是说我已经做到了，我已经做了帮助他了，所以我现在我觉得我已经做得够了，现在我觉得我可以继续上路。但是他没有停在那里，他说我还会再回来，然后我这样子去保证我还会继续的来帮助他。
His compassion and his love didn't have an expiration date.
他的慈爱，他的慈心没有一个过期的期限。
Because I'll do this, this, and this, and then I'm good.
他不会说我做了这个这个这个然后我就做够了。
He was willing even for his enemy to care for him, to love him.
即便是他的敌人，他也会照样的去帮助他，去关心他，去爱他。
As followers of Christ, we are called to do the same.
耶稣说你们也是被呼召做同样的事情。
So our application as we close today.
我们有一些这样子应用。
I'm going to give us two quick points of application here.
我们有两点。
First is this, and this answers the man's question, this lawyer's predicament here.
一个就是关于回答这个律法师他的这样的一个问题。
Gets to the heart of this parable.
我们看到这个比喻的核心是什么？
Number one is this, the eternal life is impossible.
我们看到永生对于我们是不可能达到的。
It's not about what you can do, because as Jesus demonstrated to this lawyer that he says, hey, if you could do these things, you could be saved.
不是说我们可以做到什么耶稣说如果你可以做到这个的话你就可以得永生。
But as Jesus exposes to this lawyer, he says, even you who thinks you're so good, like, can't keep this. There's no way that you could always keep this law.
但是耶稣所暴露的就是说无论你觉得你是多好的一个人你都不可能做到完全所以你不可能靠着行律法来得到永生。
So we know what the gospel teaches us, that salvation is through Christ.
所以我们看到圣经教导我们我们真的是唯独靠着基督才能够得到才能够得救。
He came to do for us what we could not do.
他来是要帮我们成就我们无法做到的事情。
If you're here today, and maybe you're asking that question, how can I have eternal life?
如果我们在这里的话我们今天可能也会同样的问这样的一个问题我们如何才能承受永生呢
Where will I spend eternity?
我们怎么样才可以得到永生呢
Jesus has that answer.
耶稣就有他的在耶稣那里有答案。
He's offering you freely his gift of salvation.
他给你们他给我们的是这样子一个白白的礼物让我们可以得到拯救。
As sinners, we don't have to be careful in our comparisons in a parable, but man, as sinners, we're just like this man who's broken and beat up.
我们可能我需要小心的来解释这样的一个故事但是我们可能也是像这个罪人这个人这个故事里面的人一样也是被打。
There's nothing we can do to save ourselves, and Jesus comes unconditionally, offers us salvation. He offers us his love and his grace and his forgiveness.
直到耶稣来了，他白白的来拯救我们，来给我们这样子的一个救恩，给我们这样的救赎，给我们这样的原谅。
First application is eternal life is impossible without Christ.
所以第一个应用就是除神以外，我们不可能得到永生。
If you're unsure where you'll spend eternity, I would love to talk with you. Many in this room would love to talk with you today.
如果你对这个不是很理解的话，我是很愿意来跟你来讨论这个问题。我相信这个房间里面有很多的人都愿意来跟你讨论这样的一个问题。
Second application and last is we are to love as we have been loved by Christ.
第二个应用就是我们因为耶稣爱我们，所以我们也要去爱。
This direction from Jesus to the lawyer is good for us too today. It says, you go and do likewise.
耶稣对这个律法师所说的对我们今天也是有同样的价值。耶稣也对我们说去你照样让我们照样去行。
We don't love and do good and help one another so we can earn God's love, but because we are already loved by God.
我们去爱别人并不是要去赚取什么而是因为神先爱我们所以我们也要去爱别人。
We're to love as we have been loved.
我们要去爱是因为神先爱了我们。
Our love is out of the overflow of God's love in us.
我们的爱是因为神的爱永留在我们里面以至于满意。
If anyone should be showing love to the world around us, it should be those of us who have experienced God's love.
若是有什么人是向这个世界展示真正的爱的话就应该是我们因为我们真的是经历到神真正的爱。
The real compassion always leads to real action.
真正的慈心会引致真正的行动。
We see this in Jesus' ministry. We see all throughout the gospel. It says that Jesus had compassion, but it never stops as that. Like he proceeded each time. If you look all throughout the gospels and you're reading that he goes on and he does something. He fed the 5,000.
我们看到耶稣基督他在福音书上所记载的各个事项，他从来没有只是只在他的慈心这里，他总是看到了动了慈心，他就去做。
Fed, healed, cared for, he saved.
他去喂养，他去帮助，他去照顾，然后他去拯救。
We are to love like Christ.
我们就要像耶稣一样的爱。
We are to love because we have been loved by Christ.
我们要去爱，因为我们被神所爱。
We're to love and care for others sacrificially.
我们需要用牺牲的爱去爱别人。
Unconditionally, even when it's inconvenient.
我们需要无条件的去爱，即便有的时候会给我们带来很多的麻烦。
Even when it's hard, even when we don't like the person who's the object of that love.
即便有的时候是很困难的，即便有的时候我们并不喜欢那个人。
So our love for others is in response to God's love.
因为我们对别人的爱是回应神对我们的爱。
So today I'd like to encourage you, and this we close out this passage, to go and do that likewise.
在我们结束这个经文的时候，我想要鼓励大家，我们也要照样行。
Who will you intentionally love sacrificially?
我们这个星期会去真心的去牺牲的爱谁呢？
It's important as followers of Christ that we use our mouth and we teach God's word and we share the gospel, but it's also important that we live it out.
我们不光是要去用我们的口去传扬神的福音，去传扬神的爱，我们也要去把他的爱活出来。
So how will you show compassion this week?
我们这个星期可以怎样的去展现我们的慈心，展现我们的爱呢？
We think of this, we think maybe on a big scale.
我们看的时候可能会要有一个大的图片。
That's good, we should, but even on a smaller scale, how can we show compassion even to those in our houses?
但是我们如果看到一个小一点的图片的话，即便在我们这个一个家庭当中，我们怎么样子去把我们的爱展现出来呢？
We need to love and sacrifice and care for those around the world, but how do we even do that for those who live right across the street?
我们需要心系天下，然后把我们的爱带到全世界，但是就在我们自己的家庭当中，我们怎样把我们的爱可以展现出来呢？
The work cubicle next to ours.
我们隔壁间的那个同事。
Or even maybe on the other side of the Zoom screen.
或者是在Zoom 的另一头的那个人。
Jesus says, go and do that likewise.
耶稣说我们要照样去行。
Let's pray this morning.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you so much for your goodness to us.
神啊，感谢您对我们的一切的慈爱。
Thank you for your unconditional love.
感谢您对我们无条件的爱。
We don't deserve it.
我们不配。
But we were your enemies.
我们是你的敌人。
We rebelled against you.
我们反抗你。
God, in spite of that, you still loved us.
但是神，即便如此，您仍然爱我们。
You saw us in our helpless, hopeless state.
你看到我们在这样没有指望的一个情况下。
Died for us, you came and offered us salvation.
你为我们死，给我们带来了拯救。
Thank you, salvation you see.
感谢您给我们这样的救恩。
God, if there's anyone here today, Lord, that doesn't know you as your Savior, Lord, we ask that they would before they leave today.
神啊，若是在这里有谁还没有认识您，还没有得到您的救恩的话，就求您让他们在走之前。
You would work in their heart, Lord, and that you would show them that you are the answer they're searching for.
求您可以在他们心中动工，让他们从心里面知道您是在寻找他们。
Lord, would you help those of us who have experienced such great love from you, God? Would you help us to be faithful to share that love with others?
我们既然在您这里已经受到了如此丰厚的爱，就求您可以来帮助我们，可以来将您的爱分享出去。
Lord, would you give us the courage to do what's right even when it's difficult?
求您让我们有这样的勇气去做正确的事情，即便有的时候很难。
Lord, help us to love as we have been loved.
求您让我们可以照着我们所蒙的爱，然后去爱别人。
Father, we ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。